It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Briar Schreiber is here today, event coordinator. You may have attended one of her events over the last couple of years in the area. This year, that includes Gypsum Days.
Woohoo!
That's right. I want to say, how many years has it been? 30?
A lot.
30 a lot. Perfect. That works for me. Again, you can learn more, by the way, at townofgypsum.com. Just go to the events tab, and you can find out more about Gypsum Days, including the big concert, another really top-notch performer, and a group you may not have heard of, but they've got a great resume and a fantastic catalog. We'll talk more about both of those acts throughout the conversation today. But again, Gypsum Day has been going on for, as I said, a number of years since back in the 80s. I think it's the 33rd annual. Don't quote me on that, but that sticks in my mind. It's the 18th, 19th, and 20th of July this year. And again, everyone is welcome to stop by the town of Gypsum and say hello and check things out. I guess we'll talk about sponsors, that kind of thing, a little bit later on. Right now, let's start with Thursday the 18th. Things kind of start kind of gradually, if you will, and then they ramp up toward the end of Gypsum Days, which is typically the way it goes. So Thursday the 18th, what happens?
So Thursday, we will have free fishing at Gypsum Ponds at 5 o'clock.
And obviously, you still have to have a fishing license if...
Absolutely.
If that's required for
yes.
your age.
However, there will be people out there, and they've made fishing licenses so easy to get these days. You can just show up, and a volunteer can help you grab one online from your phone. It's as easy as that.
Really?
Yeah, it's a bit of a different deal nowadays. They've decided that it's just going to be easier to get people out there and fishing, and you know, doing it under the guise of the law, but make it a little bit more modern and done.
Cool. All right. I didn't realize that was an option
yes.
in this day and age. So just with your credit card, pay the, $30 plus 25 cents for the search and rescue insurance.
Yep.
And there you're set.
Yep. And we'll have volunteers out there that can help you along the way. And then you don't need to have anything else with you. We'll have fishing poles. We'll have all sorts of stuff. And you can bring your own, of course, but we will have people out there helping to supply everything that you need.
Do you fish?
I do. We have a spot with some private fishing access on the Roaring Fork.
Ah.
Husband is a very happy guy. We don't argue anymore ever. I just send him to the river.
I understand exactly. Again, that's on Thursday, July 18th at Gypsum Ponds.
At 5 p.m.
Starting at 5 o'clock. I love the idea that there will be some volunteers out there.
Yes.
Do they allow bait fishing in Gypsum Ponds? So, you put the worm on the hook, or is it just lure fishing fishing?
I'm not sure about the specific regulations at Gypsum Ponds, but bait fishing around has been kind of frowned upon. But, I think that the volunteers will get you all set up, and they know.
And they will know.
All of the rules and regulations on that.
They will know the rules.
Yes.
They will know what's okay, and
Absolutely.
They'll be happy to point that out to you.
You got it.
In a controlled environment.
Yes.
you might say.
Yeah, and it's just to get the whole family out there fishing, kid-friendly, definitely something if you want to introduce a little one to fishing. This is a great and really nice open space in order to do it. There's not a ton of trees to get snagged on. The wind can be a little bit of an issue, but other than that, you have lots of space to cast. And
you just put more weight.
Figure it out.
Just more weight. That's how you deal with the wind.
Right.
I'm famous for my one-pound sinkers.
Oh.
Yeah. You can really throw it out there.
I bet.
Of course, then you got to
chuck it.
Then you do have to worry about the snags, but
My husband's going to be so mad about this conversation. He's like, "You are unprepared for a fishing talk."
That's okay, because apparently so am I.
Oh, well.
And I've done a fair amount of fishing myself. But anyway, I'm more of the lazy, drop the worm or power bait or whatever in the water and just let it sit there until something finally, you know, or until an hour or two has gone by and you realize that the bait is probably gone.
Yes.
Anyway, anything else going on Thursday the 18th?
So that'll be it for Thursday, other than some parking access is going to get closed off because we're going to have all of our vendors and merchants moving in. So around the Gypsy Municipal Campus, just kind of beware if you're headed that direction, there will be some limited parking. You'll be directed in the right direction.
Municipal Campus. That doesn't really seem to fit.
Well,
it's just such a beautiful right along, is it Lundgren Drive?
So it's that Lundgren area, but it's right off of Valley Road.
Valley Road,
so,
that's it.
So that's the area between Lundgren Amphitheater, the rec center, town hall, then there's the community development building and the library. And so it's that little area is what I'm calling the municipal campus. But that's just, you know, me throwing a professional term at it.
Right. And of course, those vendors will be out in the parking lot area on Friday, right? Starting Friday?
Yes. So starting Friday at 4 o'clock, we will have all sorts of stuff going on. That's when things really kick off. There will be a couple of events before that on Friday. There's a pickleball tournament at the rec center starting at 8 a.m. So if you're a pickleballer, I've seen some very serious pickleball playing in this valley. So if you are, definitely get signed up through the rec center.
Pickleball's been around forever, but it seems like the last couple of years it's really taken off.
Yeah, it's been, you know, I was out at Aspen Glen playing tennis, and there was a pickleball group out there, and they were serious. So, and these little kids, like, they could have crushed me. So I was really, you know, I was kind of embarrassed, and I just pretended like I had no, you know, nothing to do with them. I was only there to play tennis. So,
right, exactly. Explain pickleball. I mean, it's so, kind of like baseball, right?
No.
Okay, it's kind of like
tennis with a wooden racket. With you're playing on a much smaller court. So on a tennis court, you could actually fit 4 pickleball courts.
Interesting. So it's more the size of, well, even smaller than a racquetball court then as well.
Yes, but you don't need walls around you. So that's the difference. Well, that's one of the big differences between pickleball and racquetball. So pickleball, you're playing with a harder ball. And so with that wood racket, you can really slam on it. And it doesn't fly, like, you know, super crazy far.
So it sounds a little bit more like ping pong.
Ping pong, but less bouncy and more like hitting hard. That's all I can tell you about pickleball. Hit it hard. With good aim.
If I ever have the opportunity, I will remember that.
Yes.
So it is a little similar to racquetball in that you want to hit it really hard, but you don't, like you say, it's played outside, so you don't have to have those walls.
Yep, it's outside, and just for the nature of how hard the ball gets hit by that little wood racket, it doesn't fly. So you literally can put 4 pickleball courts in the quadrants of a tennis court. So that's how a lot of them are set up, so you can dual purpose.
So interesting. Again, that starts at 8 o'clock on July
19th. Yes, 8 a.m. at the Cotton Ranch pickleball courts.
Okay, again in Gypsum, and I'm sure directions and address, something like that, is on the website.
Yes, on the website, and if you have any questions about it, you can also talk to them at the Gypsum Rec Center.
All right. Again, that starts at 8 o'clock, and it is a pickleball tournament, so prizes and stuff like that?
Yes, there will be prizes, and what do we have here? We have got all sorts of fun stuff happening. It's I have my prizes for pickleball here. Where are they?
I have to say, you are the most organized event planner I have ever met.
Well, thank you, except I don't have the question that you asked me right in front of me.
It happens. I always ask questions and nobody knows the answer to.
Right.
I mean, she showed up this morning, folks, with the binder full of all the tabs and all the information about everything to know about Gypsum Days.
Everything.
And you kind of had to hit the ground running this year. They actually brought you in, what was it, about 2 months ago?
Yes.
And so take over. So I guess in some aspects you had some catching up to do, but on the other side, a lot of this stuff was already planned and you just had to figure out how to execute the plan that was already in place.
Exactly. And so I think that for everybody's purposes, yep, I'm a new event coordinator for the town of Gypsum, but the event is going to be very similar to what's been seen in years past, because so much was already in, you know, booked and contracted stages before I was brought on. This is really an execution role for me, which can make it hard for an event person who likes to have all
you
of
want to
their,
get creative.
You know, well, no, it's not so much that. It's more just like if you plan it, then you know exactly what's happening. And now I'm sort of backpedaling about what may or may not be happening. But for the folks that are out there that have seen Gypsum Days for all of the years that it's been around, you're going to have a very similar event with very few changes under my watch, at least this year.
And again, through your company, The Hype House.
Yes.
You've done other events in this area, like music events. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I do some music festivals. I do music festivals in Arizona, and then I have one next weekend in Oklahoma. But then I've done stuff kind of all over. I was working internationally for a number of clients, and so really kind of any event, you name it, I've probably had a hand in it, from the Olympics to World Cup skiing.
Wow.
To, and they've been all different roles. So from sponsorship execution to, to other kinds of athlete management and doing some fun programming around
That's
it.
Quite a resume.
It's been fun. I've had a great time.
You should be over here.
No.
You should be over here asking me questions.
No.
Again, if you want to learn more about the annual Gypsum Days, now I screwed up. Again, if you want to learn more about Gypsum Days 2019, just go to townofgypsum.com. Again, click on events on the website. You can learn more. You can see the schedule of events and decide how much time you want to spend in Gypsum, assuming you're not already there to begin with. We will continue our rundown, the weekend's list of activities. Again, all starts, kicks off on Thursday the 18th with the free fishing at Gypsum Ponds. Again, there will be volunteers to help you get a fishing license if you need one. I'm trying to remember. I think if you are 16 or older in Colorado,
yes,
you need a fishing license.
Yes.
Hey, I got one right.
Yeah, you did.
Then on Friday the 19th at 8 o'clock in the morning, the pickleball tournament starts. And there's other stuff going on Friday as well, including the booths. Talk about all of that and visit a little bit more with Breyer in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, we're talking with Breyer Schreiber from The Hype House. She is the event coordinator this year for Gypsum Days, brought on by the town of Gypsum to help make this happen again this year. You know, we were talking right before the break. Sometimes when an event happens for a decade or more, it's kind of the rhythm is down. It's what people are expecting and what they come out to look for, like parade and stuff like that. And so after that point, once you've got the established event, it's a matter of, you know, making small tweaks to make things maybe a little bit different or better or bring more people in, that kind of thing. And certainly to that end, one of the things that people look toward every year is the concert.
Yes.
Which we will get to. But again, you can learn more at townofgypsum.com and just click on events, and you can see the entire weekend's schedule of activities. So we were on Friday, again, Friday, July 19th. 8 a.m. is when the pickleball tournament starts in the, is it Cottonwood Ranch or
Cottonwood Ranch? Cotton Ranch Pickleball Courts.
Okay. Cottonwood. I don't know why. Yeah.
All these trees that are giving us allergies right now. That's what you're thinking of.
Yes, exactly. All the cotton in the air from the cottonwood trees.
Yes.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that noticed that and sneezed.
Mm-hmm.
What else happens on Friday the 19th?
So Friday is really when things kick off. So we will have our vendor booths, we will have food court, and we will have kiddie playland, which is probably the most important thing for parents out there. You have something to do with your kids on a Friday afternoon into the evening. That's going to be so fun. We will have all sorts of bouncy features, a water slide, a car wash, which I think involves having your children cleaned off so you can forget bath time that night.
That would be a kid wash.
Yes, basically. So all sorts of fun inflatable bouncing sliding, you know, amazing kinds of things for kids. Then we'll have some crafts that will – the crafts will actually be on Saturday, but that area will be open. So if you need to take a break from the sunshine, you can pop over to that tent. We will have a caricature artist, and we will have some, you know, lots of fun stuff for the kids to eat over on the other side of the buildings where there's a parking lot that's going to have all of our food vendors set up, and then our merchant vendors and sponsor booths. So really, this event has grown so much that, you know, as a new person coming in, I have very little to do in terms of finding these people. They have all found me. So we'll have about 15 food and drink vendors, anything from really good tacos to some farm-to-table-y kinds of things, and then some, you know, fresher fare, and then also some of your more staple, like what you would expect to see at a festival, and you know, really
like the funnel cakes and
indulge.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely,
you got it.
The fried food,
yes. And then we'll have some vendors in terms of our vendors and sponsor booths. They'll be giving away some fun stuff as well as selling great things from kids' clothes to women's clothes to art, and I'm trying to think of some other fun ones that I've seen come through. But really, it's a great roundup of people who have been coming to this thing every year, and the reason they like to come is because there is a diversity. It's not all crafts or all one thing or all another. You can get a little bit of everything, and I find that when you're holding a festival, you know, vendors don't like to come if they're going to be one of many people selling the same kind of thing. And so when you get a festival like this and you have people that are locked in that want to show up, it means you're going to get a really great variety of cool stuff to check out.
So 15 food vendors,
yep.
And about how many arts
40,
and crafts?
40, 45-ish.
Wow.
Not necessarily arts and crafts, but clothes and jewelry,
right,
and
sure.
Everything kinds of vendors and some sponsor booths as well.
I always make the mistake of asking folks like you, well, which particular vendor or style of vendor are you most interested in? And the answer is always, I'm so busy, I don't have time to check them out. So let me change the question a little bit. When you go to an event like Gypsum Days, what is the first thing that you are interested in checking out? And I'll share a personal story. I usually go for the art vendors, you know, like the photographers in particular, because, you know, you'll see pictures of Mount Soperus and the Crystal Mill and you'll think, well, I could take that picture. There's no way it would look like that. Okay.
Sure.
So do you have a similar kind of interest? Or?
You know, I think I'm a sucker for jewelry and I like beaded jewelry right now. But, you know, this changes from time to time because I'm at these things so frequently. I think every couple of years I'm like, okay, I'm going to hone in on the clothing or I'm going to hone in on the jewelry. Or this year I have a new house. And so I'm really looking at those like home service vendors, which will be there and helping to sell and, you know, hooking you up with some stuff, which is really neat because you can get some local vendors to help you out with the things that you need around your home. So,
cool.
Yes, I'm making a plug for them, but I think it's important.
Absolutely. Is there, by the way, a list of vendors on the website?
I don't have a list,
okay,
of vendors. I think that's something when the website gets rejiggered a bit, that's something that we could definitely add in. But right now, because, you know, with this list that you can see in front of me of all the stuff that's going on,
that's a lot of lists.
That's
a lot of lists. A lot of lists. That's a really good point. Again, 40 or so arts, crafts, artisan vendors, you know, vendors in general, sponsor booths, because sponsors also have the option, I suppose, of having a booth at Gypsum Days. And again, around 15 food, drink vendors, including everything from the, I would say it's more healthy, farm to table, to the stuff that we all love to indulge in from time to time, you know, the fried food and the ice cream and so on and so forth.
Yes. Like I said, indulge a bit and don't count calories. It's not worth it.
Oh, no. You'll drive yourself crazy. Again, the booths open at 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon,
yes,
the 19th.
Yes.
And let's not downplay, certainly, the kiddie playland, you know, with the bounce houses and the kid wash.
Yes.
And all
like
of,
I said, no bath that night.
That's right. Absolutely. You don't have to worry about it. And then Saturday is when things...
Well,
is there
we
more?
Have more on Friday.
Oh,
see?
I'm
this
so
is,
sorry.
The lists. This is why there's no room for more lists. So on Friday, if you are there and you want to check out the Playland, another fun thing for the kids to do, and we are still accepting entries, is the talent show. So talent-wise, you can do anything. If you consider it a talent, show up. Do your thing on stage, and we will let you know where you land.
And that will be on the stage at
on
the
Lundgren
big
Amphitheater
stage.
Stage.
The big
yes.
stage.
Yes. So that will kick off at 5. Well, check-in will be at 5:15, and the talent show will run from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
And again, by the way, for folks that may not be familiar with gypsum, it is so easy to get to, what did you call it, the government campus?
Oh, the municipal campus.
Municipal campus, there you go. So you take the gypsum exit, and I want to say you go through one roundabout, and you just kind of go straight through it.
Yep.
And then you'll turn right to
onto
go.
Onto Valley Road.
Exactly, onto Valley Road. And I want to say you did some different things with parking. Maybe not this year, but... maybe in the last year, but there are things have changed with parking over the last few years.
Yes. So Valley Road will be closed, leading up to this event because there's so much going on. But parking wise, there is going to be a lot more parking available this year. So, we have two parking lots at the high school. On Saturday, the high school parking lot will be utilized for the concert for VIP and for ADA accessible. So if you are looking for a place to park and you have an ADA sticker on your car, that's something that you'll want to know. So you'll turn onto Valley Road and you'll be able to enter the high school parking lot almost immediately. And that's where you'll be able to park and be really close to kind of everything on that municipal campus. Otherwise, there will be parking available along the streets, and pretty much when you arrive, you'll see where, at your time of arrival, kind of where people are heading.
Gotcha.
If you want to take EcoBus, they're making some, really easy stuff for us. So they'll be running a small shuttle bus around so that you can get from where you are parked. They'll be doing some on-demand pickups off of one of their small shuttle buses and then delivering everybody over right by the amphitheater.
And what time does the talent show start on Friday
talent
night?
Talent show runs from 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday
okay.
night.
And is that the last thing that happens Friday night?
No.
Okay.
Then you have the Stampede. So
that's right.
That was one when I came in. I'm like, what is the Stampede? It was this great mystery. The Stampede is a group of professional dancers who come and do dance instruction. So this is not a talent show entry sort of a thing. This is if you are interested in learning how to dance, you'll get a dance lesson out of the deal, and you'll be led by two really great dancers. They're a husband and wife team, and they come and they DJ and they teach everybody how to dance. And so I assume that there will be some line dancing and there will be some additional steps if you don't have a partner, and then maybe some partner up stuff.
And that'll be in the same area?
So that'll be towards the parking lot area, So away from the amphitheater, but it kicks off at 8 o'clock and it will run until 10 p.m. So if you're interested, check it out. It should be fun. And even if you are not brave enough to get out on the dance floor, come and watch. We'll have some hay bale seating and everything Stampede oriented for you to check it out.
And by the way, with the exception of the concert, entrance to everything is free.
Free.
Yeah.
Except for the concert.
Obviously, if you want to buy something from one of the vendors, you'll have to pay for that. But entrance is absolutely free for all of this stuff that we're talking about.
Yeah, this is all about the community and gypsum being a really great community as things blossom over there. And they want to show this to the people in the valley in addition to the residents.
Again, the website is townofgypsum.com. So again, Saturday is the big day at Gypsum Days. We'll talk about that, including the big concert when we come back. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, Briar Schreiber is here. Hype House is the name of her business, and taken on Gypsum Days this year as the – would that be your title, the event coordinator?
Event coordinator, okay. I think, is kind of my deal.
It works.
Yeah.
Whether that's really what it is or not, if that's what you do, then we'll go with that.
Yeah, and I don't care what you call me, as long as I get the job done, right? Nobody minds about titles here.
Right, or as Grandpa used to say, as long as you call me in time for supper, I don't care what you call me.
Perfect. Love it.
Again, Gypsum Days this year starts on Thursday, July 18th, with the free fishing at Gypsum Pond starting at 5 o'clock. Then on the 19th, Friday the 19th, the booths open at 4 o'clock. Of course, the pickleball tournament starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. And again, just all those arts and craft vendors and food vendors. Then, of course, the talent show from 6 to 8 on the stage at Lundgren Amphitheater. And then, of course, the stampede with the dance lesson and dancing and fun times there between 8 and 10. Then everything kind of wraps up for the evening. Saturday morning, everything starts bright and early. I'm sure that people will start getting lined up for the parade, what, at 7 o'clock?
Just about. So I have heard that that really what happens is the car shows for the classic car, the car show entrants are going to start arriving very, very early to be out of the way of the parade and in
gotcha.
Their spots.
Gotcha.
So if you are interested in, you know, in the parade or the car show, it's important to know that Valley Road closes at 6 a.m. on Saturday morning. You'll be able to access the area from Highway 6 and or the top of Valley Road if you come in that direction.
And do you have anything going on before the parade?
Well, the classic car show registration. So
okay.
That will be happening. And there will also be a 5K that will be kicked off before that with the pancake breakfast. So pancake breakfast goes from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. And that is put on by our lovely fire department. And so if you get there early and you want to stake out a spot for the parade, go have some pancakes at the Gypsum Fire Pancake Breakfast, and they'll be serving that right at Lundgren and Valley Road.
Okay, and that again starts at
7 a.m.
7 o'clock
yes.
until the parade starts.
Right until the parade starts at 10. Then for the runners that are out there, if you want to do something active before you eat your pancakes, you can join the 5K race, which will kick off at 8 a.m. And that will happen also at Lundgren and Valley Road. So kind of a good little quadrant of stuff happening right there. And there will be awards and a drawing for the participants, which actually I've heard is really cool. Like rather than doing swag bags that are, you know, stacked with a bunch of junk, they do drawings. And so almost everybody that enters ends up with something because it's, you know, it's a unique item rather than just, you know, pens and such that you end up with it some races.
That's cool.
I want to run. I don't want to get a pen. So
right.
that's something fun you can do. So the race is right at 8. Then awards will be directly following right around 8:45 a.m. And then we switch it over to the parade area. Parade float check-in happens at 9 and it will start at immediately at 10. So
and
we,
speaking of which,
yes.
You actually are still looking for entrance
yes,
for the parade.
Yes, we are looking for entrance to the parade. So kind of a cool thing that's happening. I know we're going to talk about our concert stuff later, but we have Scotty McCreary as our headliner, and he has a song that is called Seasons Change, I believe. It is, Seasons Change, and that hit. It was a March 2018 song that got released. And so we sort of made a theme for this year's parade based on seasons change. So the parade theme is building community for all seasons. And that is interpretive in any way you want to. If you want to interpret the seasons part, fine. If you want to interpret the building part, that's okay. And if you want to interpret the community part, that's great too. So any way that you want to come together with a float or some kind of entry in the parade, building community for all seasons is our mantra for this year.
How much does a parade entry cost?
It is free.
It's free?
Yes.
Well, why
you
didn't you say so?
You just need to put the backbreaking labor into creating something fun and interesting for the parade viewers to watch.
What is the deadline to register for the parade?
I can be flexible on that. Okay. I'm accepting entries right now, and I believe the deadline we have immediately is 2 weeks ahead of the event, and that's really just to give people enough time to put their stuff together. But I could be convinced if you have a last-minute entry.
So that'd be around the 4th of July.
You got it.
Okay. So how can folks get a hold of you if they would like to register for the Gypsum Days Parade?
It is on the website.
Okay.
townofgypsum.com. Go to events, click on parade, and there is a registration form right online, and it will go to us. And simple. It's free, so you don't even have to have your credit card available.
And again, the theme is building community for all seasons.
Yes.
Do you have a maximum number of floats for Gypsum Days Parade?
No.
Okay.
We do not.
So the sky is the limit.
It is.
You might say. Okay. Again, the parade starts around 10 o'clock.
10 a.m.
And what happens? Anything concurrent with the parade or
so
all eyes on the street?
All eyes on the parade. And the parade usually is capped off by the fire department running the fire trucks. And if you get lucky and it's a hot day, we won't do it if it's cold, but they may spray a little bit of water on you. So that's fun for the kids, too, if you want to get doused a little bit. But if you are not interested in getting wet, please stay out of the way. I can definitely announce that there will be a static helicopter display this year. So that's something cool that you can check out.
And so that'll be somebody from the high altitude aviation training center there at the Eagle County Airport.
Yep.
Which is just a hop, skip, and a jump away. Again, yes. That'll be a static display. So it'll be on the ground and there'll be somebody with it so the kids can kind of check it out and you can take pictures and,
yes.
and that kind of thing.
And you might be lucky enough to catch them as they're flying in.
That would be pretty cool as
yeah.
well. Do you know when that's happening or is that classified?
It's classified. and obviously this is all it's all dependent upon what's going on around us. I know last year there were some crazy wildfires going
sure.
on right at this time, so there
sure.
was no static display. And we have to remember that these guys are first in line for helping us keep safe. So if that happens or anything, you know, tragic is going on, unfortunately, we will not have them on site. But like I said, just keep an eye out for those helicopters flying
cool.
in.
Cool. Awesome. That sounds really exciting.
Yeah.
What else after the parade? I imagine the Classic Car Show probably will open pretty soon after.
Classic Car Show.
They're going to be parking first thing in the morning, so they'll probably kind of be there all morning long.
They will be there, but the Classic Car Show really kicks off right at 11:30 a.m., and that is spearheaded by the lovely mayor of the town of Gypsum, Steve Carver. So Mayor Carver puts together this car show every year, and it has become a really cool signature piece of Gypsum Days. These cars come from all over the country and they are lining up to enter into Mayor Carver's show. So really cool. I'm excited to check them out. He's told me some of the stuff that they've had in the past and it's really creative and unique and they will let anybody enter. So if you believe that your car has what it takes to be a part of this show, then check it out.
And again, contact information at townofgypsum.com.
Yes.
Okay. So you mentioned you're excited about the Classic Car Show.
Yes.
What's your favorite old car?
Oh, gosh. What do I like? So I was lucky enough to go to Barrett Jackson a couple of years ago. And
oh, wow.
There were, well, of course, like I had never seen cars like this before. So you can tour around the cars that they're going to, you know, to auction off in the big auctions. Mm. And there was a Phantom that was there that was just out of this world. And it was so gleaming. I would eat off of this car, right? So maybe we'll get a Phantom this year. I don't know. Fingers crossed. But I think that there are some really cool cars that that definitely are going to be on display at Mayor Carver's show.
Again, that starts at 11:30 on Saturday morning.
Yes.
July 20th.
Yes.
Did we skip over anything, by the way? I know there's a lot going on. Of course, all the vendors and all of that will open after the parade is done as well.
Correct. So everything really opens up. Kid Playland vendors, that opens at 10 a.m. So you can you can go and check into the parade. If your kids are fussing or whatever or not entertained by my parade, then bring them over to Playland, give them the car wash, you know, the whole thing.
I love the ownership.
And, yes.
by my parade.
No, it's not my parade. It is definitely the town's parade. This is something that the town is super proud of. So it's been really nice to go and check out how everybody has really taken ownership of this. And I feel like I'm part of that now, too. So that's been great.
Aside from, of course, the vendors being open and the food, Saturday afternoon, anything?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. There's more. So you've got the Classic Car Show going from 11:30 until 3. Then also happening in the afternoon is the shooting club, the shooting sports club out at Gypsum. So that will be on the north side of the interstate, and there is parking out there for you. So
kind of the opposite direction.
Opposite direction of all this municipal campus kind of stuff will be the gun club. And again, something that you can just go check out. You don't need to bring anything with you. They will have all of the equipment that you need just to check out what is this gun club and, you know, what is a family day out at the shooting sports range. And they'll be serving a little barbecue lunch out there, also free. And, you know, there's just some fun stuff happening. So volunteers, and then of course the group that really runs that gun club out there. We'll be there to help and show you gun safety and, you know, get you behind the gun to shoot at some targets.
Cool. Awesome. And what are the hours on that again?
That's from noon until 3 p.m.
Okay, so kind of concurrent with the classic car show.
Yep, and you know, definitely something that you can go check out. We will be running that little shuttle, so if you want to go there and then go over to municipal campus, don't worry about moving your car around a bunch because it does get crowded.
Just
so
hop on the eco bus.
You got it. So then, also happening in that same general time frame, we've got the jalapeno eating contest from 2:30 to 3:30. Now, this is something that I am terrified of. On my list, there are barf buckets that I have to purchase for this thing, but I have been told that no one has ever thrown up during this thing. So that's better. But there is an adult version, and then there's a youth version. And the kids get to eat pickled jalapenos, so they don't have to do the whole raw, really spicy thing. But I think they're still pretty spicy. Mm. The rules of the contest will be distributed. Really easy to sign up. You can go, you sign up, you sign a waiver, and then you come and eat.
You've got to sign a liability waiver for this one, I imagine.
There are liability waivers for everything these days, as you know. So if someone comes around, if you're at an event and you need to sign a liability waiver, we'll make sure that we get your signature. So that's no problem. But there are prizes. So prizes for jalapenos. There's some fun ones. We have always had the ability to give out some margarita coupons, some gift certificates from Tu Casa. So after you eat all those spicy jalapenos, you can go enjoy some margaritas. And we've been able to give those to the majority of the participants. So that's been a nice little
obviously
extra.
For the adults, by the way.
Yes. Oh, well, you know, we can.
No. 21 and older, of course.
Margaritas for the adults. Then we have some cash prizes. So The prizes that we have for the youth categories are first place $50, second place $30, third place $20. But then when it gets really competitive is at the adult range, $150 for the first place with the trophy, second place $50, and third place $30. And these raw jalapenos have to be eaten down to 1/8 of an inch from the stem. So no cheating. That's the rule.
Yeah, I will not be there for that.
Well, just come watch. Or is it just like fear of the heat so bad you can't even watch it?
I could probably watch somebody else do it.
Okay.
You know, that would probably not bother me too much.
Well, I've heard it's a fun one, and I've heard that it's a very family-dominated class. So the same family who wins the adult class has in the past also won the youth.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Isn't that funny?
They
have a stomach for it, I guess.
There you go, apparently. Again, the jalapeno eating contest from 2 to 3:30. What next?
Car Show Awards at 3:30. We'll be naming Best in Show. And just a little side note, the Best in Show car for 2018 will be featured on this year's Car Show t-shirt. So
watch out
for that. Yeah. So you get a little bit of notability when you're Best in Show. You'll be featured on the next year's t-shirt.
Cool.
Yeah.
After that. Probably getting ready for the concert.
We are getting really close to the concert, yeah. I promise. Okay, so the VIP reception will start at 5 p.m. You can buy VIP tickets for the concert online through townofgypsum.com. And if you want to do that, you will have access to our VIP reception, which will serve some yummy food. It's all catered, and you will get some drink tickets, and you will have a special viewing area for the concert that just really, more than anything, gives you access to shorter lines and food that are aside from the big.
I have to say, as far as VIP receptions go, Town of Gypsum really has a very nice VIP reception, by the way.
That's lovely.
Because that's the same one that sponsors get, isn't it?
Yes,
it is. Yeah, it's actually very nice.
Yeah, so sponsors.
Because you get to eat inside.
Yep.
And like you say, it's you definitely feel special.
Get a little air conditioning. Well, the ladies at the Town of Gypsum who planned that, and I have to say that there are Town of Gypsum employees, because you know I am not lucky to be one of those. I'm just a contractor. There are Town of Gypsum employees that really cover every sphere of this event, and they do so with like a serious ownership. And the ladies who run the VIP reception are phenomenal. So something to be said for that, because this is really a community thing, and it's come down to it's a community thing within the community, because everybody that works for the town has a hand in the event in some way, which is I've never seen that in all the events that I've planned. So that's cool.
Again, that VIP reception starts at 5 o'clock.
Five to seven.
You can buy VIP tickets at townofgypsum.com.
Yes.
So gates open around 6 o'clock for
gates
the show, right?
Gates open at 6 o'clock for the show. We'll have concert merchandise for sale shortly before that. So that'll start out. And so if you want to get there a little early, grab your merch. And I know that the bands are not bringing a ton with them. So if that's something that interests you, get it early. Don't ever wait until the end of the concert. That's a good rule of thumb for any concert you go to.
Mm-hmm.
They always try and run out. They don't want to carry that stuff with them. So
they don't want to put it back on the
you
bus.
You got it. So merch will open and gates will open at 6 p.m. And there will be some meet and greet opportunities. I know that there will be some people giving those away, so kind of keep your eye out for those. You can't purchase a meet and greet for either of the bands, but you might be able to win one. And some of the sponsors will be getting those as well.
Cool.
So that happens. And then we'll kick it off with the concert.
And that starts around 7 o'clock, right?
Concert will start, we will have the concert going at 7. That will be our supporting act.
And the opening act is, remind me.
The Lone Bellow.
That's right.
Yes.
If you I don't know if you have a YouTube link or anything like that on the Town of Gypsum website. If you Google The Lone Bellow, they have been on, I think, every single late night talk show.
Yep.
So you can kind of get a sample of what they do, but they're pretty impressive.
Yeah. And I would like to say, I mean, these guys are up and coming. Like, they're somebody to watch for. I think that they remind me a little bit of Nickel Creek and Mumford and Sons combined.
Mm.
But they've got some really great songs, and they're going to do something so cool for us. They are stripping down to 3 of their band members, and they will be doing a nearly acoustic set. Well, not nearly. They will be doing an acoustic set for us as their direct support to our headliner.
And again, they take the stage at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
So then you make way for, as you mentioned before, Scotty McCreery.
Yes.
From what year did he win American Idol? Was it 2013?
I think that 2013 was his big one. That was his big year. And then he released a studio album that year as well. Mm-hmm. So he had a big 2013.
Absolutely. Of course, the hits, 5 More Minutes, as well as the song that kind of inspired the theme for this year's Gypsum Days, Seasons Change.
Yep.
From last year. And just very, very popular. And the interesting thing about Scotty McCreery is he kind of bridges the age gap. Traditional country music fans like him because he's got kind of that deep old school country voice, whereas the young people like him as well because he's one of their peers.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a really great choice for this year's Gypsum Days because it is, it's a country act. Gypsum Days has traditionally been a country show, which is really cool. It's one of the few that's in the Vail Valley or Eagle Valley area. And this, keeps on that note, but it also kind of refreshes it and it brings somebody who's, on the younger side of the generation to the table.
And you're able to get acts like Scotty McCreery for 2 big reasons. Number one, the support of town council in Gypsum, who has stood behind Gypsum Days for a number of years. And so they subsidize, if you will. Plus, you've got a lot of great sponsors that have been there year after year after
year.
Yes,
yes, yes. And, and I think part of it, too, you have to go and say that Gypsum Days has been a longstanding festival. We looked it up, 30 years of Gypsum Days, which is huge. And acts that are big like that. They don't want to sign on to a first-year festival that may or may not generate a lot of foot traffic. They want to perform to a crowd. And so that enables us, the people that show up really enable us to get the kind of acts that we're able to sign.
When you're booking a musical act, one of the questions that they always ask you is, well, who has performed this event before?
You got it.
they want to know who else has been there.
Not
that they would necessarily turn down an offer.
Oh, they do.
But,
they turn down offers all the time. I deal with this on a regular basis.
I mean, based on that
yes,
alone.
Fair.
There are probably a number of factors that play into that. But again, Scotty McCreery with the Lone Bellow, again on Saturday, July 20th at Lundgren Park there in Gypsum. So many events happening. Again, you can learn more at townofgypsum.com. And then I'm going out on a limb here to say that the concert is like the the final grand finale of Gypsum Days.
Well, I don't really think I have this whole other list. No, I'm kidding.
There's another list. I knew it was coming.
No, just a list of sponsors that we have to thank because they like you said, they are the ones that really make this event possible. And between the town council support, having an awesome event that goes on for 30 years happens because of our sponsors. So this year we've got Vail Valley Jet Center. They've been a flagship sponsor for many years. Eagle County Regional Airport, of course, is the combination Vail Valley Jet Center. Then we've got Bighorn Toyota, Berkshire Hathaway, The Liquor Shop, American Gypsum, Collins Cockerell and Cole. And we've got The Outpost. We've got Property Imaging. We've got Shop and Hop, one of my personal favorite stops if you ever need anything. Skyline Mechanical, State Farm Insurance, Wagner Rents. And then we have a number of media partners, including you guys. So a thank you to kind of everybody. I haven't listed every single one as we go down into the fine print. But you know, those are the big sponsors that have been with us through the years. And that's a huge, huge asset to have as you're running a town event. That's how you can make it free to everybody.
And, of course, you can learn about those at townofgypsum.com. Plus, stop by. A lot of them will have booths at in the park there during Gypsum Days as
yes.
well.
Yes, yes, yes.
Anything else that we have not mentioned? Any other hidden list that we have not crossed things
hidden
off of?
Lists? oh, gosh. A couple of things. The Gypsum Chamber of Commerce steps up really big for this event, and they run the beer garden inside the concert. So because this is a free event and it's also a municipal event, we don't do liquor sales. So that's something important to know. And please don't bring your own. But no liquor sales on the peripheral events. But once you come into the concert, you can have a couple of cold beers, and that will be courtesy of the Gypsum Chamber. They are selling them, but everything that goes, the profits they raise go right back into the community for the Gypsum Chamber. So big thank you to those guys. And something that has been an issue in the past was just a question of what can you bring into the concert and what can't come in. So if you have little ones, we know that you might need to bring some food in for them. You might need to bring some drinks in for them. We really would appreciate if you keep those drinks sealed because, you know, nobody knows what's coming in, what's going out. If the drink's sealed, we are totally fine with that coming in. Unsealed beverages are not allowed to come in. We'll make exceptions for things like breast milk if that's a situation. Things like that, we can work with you. But for the most part, sealed beverage lids are required.
And that's really kind of a liquor license thing, by the way.
Yes.
It's really not anybody trying to be mean. It's just, one of those conditions that you have to meet.
You got it. And so we will be selling some non-alcoholic beverages in the concert grounds as well. But then part of this event, as I've mentioned, has been our food court. So you're welcome to go to the food court and purchase food and bring it in. You're welcome to go to the food court, purchase drinks and bring them in. But just make sure if you go and do that, you don't get something. Open it in between the walk between the food court and the concert venue.
That's a really big one.
And there will be signs reminding you. I don't expect everyone to listen to this, and I don't expect everyone to listen to it and remember, but just to put it out there.
Again, more information at townofgypsum.com, including contact information if you want to sign up for the Classic Car Show or the parade.
Yes, or the 5K.
Or the 5K.
Come
Let's
and run.
Not forget that. I'm so
but
sorry.
The rest of no, that's okay. And the 5K is a good one. Like I said, almost everybody ends up walking away with some kind of prize or an award in your age group, and if you're a fast runner, do that.
Or if they're really in shape, they might run away. But for the most part, they'll be walking.
Fair enough, right?
Again,
yes.
townofgypsum.com, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, July 18th, 19th, and 20th. Thanks so much. Pleasure to meet you.
Yes.
So we'll see you maybe next year around
Hopefully
this time.
Hopefully so. Thanks for having me.
Fingers crossed. Talk to you soon. You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.